Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Hello, everyone. It's your boy, Connie Franny in the house. This is Everything Else, your favorite podcast. And today, we hit double digits, folks. Episode number 10. Amazing. So amazing that I'm even questioning that it is episode number 10, even though I've been doing this every week. I'm like, am I sure? Should I triple check? Nope, I don't care. Even if I'm wrong, it is what it is. That's the kind of silly, goofy mood I'm in right now, that I just don't care. This is going to be an interesting one, folks. I feel like I have really funny content slated for it, but it just, I don't really know how long I'm going to talk about each of them. So it's kind of a, who knows, this could be a short one, this could be a long one. We'll just see where it goes. On the slate is Adele, Kim Kardashian, Demi Lovato, and James Corden. So, you know, just got a lot going on there. A celebrity-packed show, folks. We have guest stars. They're all calling in. Stay tuned. They're all my guests. Biggest podcast in the world right here. Screw everyone else. Get fucked, Joe Rogan. Anyways, what have I been up to this week? Let's get right into it. I have been up to exactly what you think I've been up to. My book tour is in a week, so I'm just like trying to figure out everything under the sun having to do with my book tour. The tour itself, but even just down to little things like, oh my God, what's a gay gonna wear? What's a gay gonna wear when I get to meet all of you next week for a whole week? I need to plan like at least 6 different looks, which is, you know, shouldn't be stressful, but it's stressing me out. Because again, I'm gay and I having I'm gay and I have anxiety. We got there. So yeah, I'm trying to plan my looks and it's not as easy as one would think. It's a lot of different looks. I want to look good and I want to diversify my looks. So I've been planning all that. A fun little thing about being an author is that when you are signed with a publishing agent, one of the things that they do for you is that they give you a bunch of your books, naturally. So just the other day, they arrived. I got 100 of my own books that are mine that I get to keep, which is very exciting. So I've just been preparing to like give them to all my friends. Like anytime I go to see someone, I'm like, oh my God, I can give them a book. I have the books, I can give them one. So that's been very exciting. Other than that, I have been fully invested in Halloween this week, this month in general. For the past 2 weekends, I've gone over to my friend Shannon's house and we've been watching old school Disney October Halloween movies. I wanted to call them horror movies, but Disney and horror is like an oxymoron. That doesn't really make sense. So we've watched, this is going to date me, or it's going to be a major throwback for some of you, but we've watched Halloween Town, which isn't too much. I mean, it's a throwback. It came out in like the 90s. But Halloween Town, Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire, classic Disney name. And then what was the other one? The other one was, Don't Look Under the Bed. I was going to say it's Are You Afraid of the Dark, but it's Don't Look Under the Bed. And they hit such a deep level of nostalgia with me. We were watching Halloween Town just last night. And it, like, obviously they're Disney Channel movies, so I'm not looking to watch these to be like, wow, this is great cinema. Amazing acting, 12-year-old that's in their first movie. But it's just like, I don't know, there's something so special about it. There's something so special about it. I will say Halloween Town in particular, the practical effects are surreal. Everyone is in practical makeup. Everyone's in prosthetics. All the characters in Halloween Town, you know, nothing is CGI'd. Green screens weren't really a thing. Or if they were a thing, they didn't have the budget to make them good. So they, it's just really kind of creepy to see all these real people and real actors in these absurd prosthetics. Like there's one, it's like a dentist who's kind of like a little goblin. He's got this crazy nose. There's other ones that like people have like deformed faces. Again, like there's this mixture between people with like slight abnormalities on their face and people that full on are like tiny body, giant head. And it's really creepy. I can't imagine that how I actually watched that as a child. I find it kind of mildly disturbing as an adult. I can't imagine being like a 10-year-old and watching that. I feel like I'd be very afraid. So there's been a mixture of nostalgia and questioning the ethics of childhood films in this Halloween month, Halloween's Eve. Here we are. Also, fun things I've been doing. I started playing Stardew Valley, which I've been meaning to do pretty much the entire pandemic. Finally started, having a great time. Stardew Valley is like a mixture of, oh my gosh, another throwback. It's like Farmville meets Minecraft meets the one that I cannot believe I'm forgetting the name of right now. Oh my God, it's the one with the little villagers. Animal Crossing. It's like all of those combined. I really thoroughly am enjoying it. I'm getting sucked into the world. And I'm just feeling really at peace. So that's kind of been what I've been up to. Adele is back. The queen is ready to claim her throne. She's here. She's ready to emotionally wreck us all. I'm so excited to cry. Adele is releasing a new song and a new album. New song this week, question mark. New album this year, I assume. So excited. She played a snippet on an Instagram Live. She never, like you never, Adele is aloof. Adele is a mystery. You don't see much from her until she's touring. Found out that I say that word very strangely this week, so now I can't say it at all. Or when she, you know, when she's released music, that's when you see Adele. When you don't, when she hasn't released music, she kind of fades into the shadows, which I love for her. Good for her. She has her boundaries. But she did an Instagram Live, and the internet has been just up in arms because she is so funny. She's so funny. And you could tell because she doesn't do these things that often. She just doesn't know what she's doing. So she did an Instagram Live, and someone made a compilation of just things that she said, which let's just watch a little bit of it because I find it so... It made me giggle constantly for the past, like, 48 hours.
Can you hear my dogs? Oh my God. I don't know how to accept a request to be in the video. Oh! Don't know how to do that, sorry.
Did you hear my dogs? Oh! Like, what? She's just... She's not even trying to be funny, and I think that's why she's funny. She just is. Comedy queen.
Oi! Oi! Come here! They've gone crazy. Yes, I'm excited for Beyonce's next album. Are you mad? See, I don't know how to use all of this.
She kills me. She's just so... There's no one like her.
I'm drinking coffee. Iced coffee with some almond milk in it. I love Taylor Swift. I love Doja Cat as well. Pat!
Why is she so funny? I love Taylor Swift. I love Doja Cat as well. Again, she's not trying, but she's just so entertaining. Let's keep going. I'm having a good time.
She's asking me, I don't know. She's asking me to go in someone else's room. I don't know. Like, what room's that? Oh. Oh.
The tapping.
No. Huh. No. Oh my God. Oh!
her like pointing the fingers. Okay. Oh, this is too much for me. She's so funny. And then she played, okay, I could watch the entire thing and just laugh the whole time. I'm sure this isn't that entertaining, but she then played a snippet of her song, and like Adele means so much to me, like so many people. Her every song she's ever released, I adore her writing, her emotion that she puts into it, and yet she still is clearly a fun, funny person. And like, I relate to that. I write a lot about sad things. Most of Adele's music is very sad. And yet I consider myself to actually, you know, to be a pretty happy person. So it's nice to see someone else doing it. I am not comparing myself to Adele. Christ, Jesus, no. It's just nice to see her. I don't know. I just really, I adore her. And she played a snippet of her new song, and it just, all the flutters, all the feelings. I can remember where I was when I listened to both of her last two albums. The first one I was late to, but the last two, I remember exactly where I was for both of them. I remember how it affected me. I remember when the Hello snippet came out and it was like playing on TV, and I remember how excited I got to watching that music video and the black and white, kind of green black and white that it had to it. Oh, nothing like it. I used to like put it on and I would like interpretive dance to it to my family and make them laugh. Like, that's how much I enjoyed it. So I'm a full-on Adele nerd. Rihanna and Adele, there I stand them both so hard. So just so excited to see her, and it was just a joy to watch her like just be herself. Let's get one more clip.
Oh my god. Oh, oh. Oh, it's changing. What's my next album going to be based on? Divorce, babe. Divorce.
Jesus. What's the album based on? Divorce, babe. Divorce. Damn. Oh, I'm ready for her to rip my heart out and stomp on it. Babes. Love you lots. Oh, let's just, like, roll into it. There's no story here. Demi Lovato has been on one, and I am eating it up. Demi was on the Kelly Clarkson show recently, and they were talking about, like, I don't even know what they're on some sort of TV show, Unidentified with Demi Lovato, and they were mentioning it, but that's how I saw this clip. And the only thing I have to bring to you today is this clip of Demi Lovato. I promise I'm not a bully. I just found it so funny. I don't know if it's meant to be funny. But Demi Lovato, in the middle of night, in some haunted house, singing their hit song, Skyscraper, to a fucking ghost. That's
awesome. Okay, if I sing you a song, can my friends come back in the room?
There you go.
Cool.
There you go.
Cool. Cool. Well, I always sing Skyscraper when I feel
sure
like singing something emotional for people. Do you have to make me feel like there's nothing left of me? You can take everything I have. You can break everything I am. Go on and try to tear me down like a skyscraper.
What the fuck are they on? They sound great. Don't get me wrong. Like, Demi slays. Demi got the vocals. You know, I haven't played any sound bites this whole time. Unironic slay.
Slay! Slay!
Ironic slay. Not unironic slay. Ironic slay. I just found it, just the entire package of that show, to be so funny. Just still cameras of Demi singing Skyscraper really well in the middle of the night to a ghost. Can't make this shit up. It's so good. This is what a ghost says after they're resting peacefully in the afterlife, and Demi Lovato stomps into their burial grounds and starts singing a hit song.
got arrested.
Are you shitting my dick?
It's so stupid.
Oh my god. Yep. Anyways, before we get to the final story, I just wanna we'll hit you with a little news before we get to Miss Kim Kardashian, a little bit of news. So YouTube, the platform at which you potentially are watching this video, the platform at which I got my start, my career, I owe my career to YouTube. They have done this thing called YouTube Rewind for like a decade, where they would make a compilation video of like the biggest hits of YouTube from that year. Then they started including creators, and it became this whole big thing, this whole big production, spending millions of dollars, getting like as many views as possible. Some of them have like 500 million views or something crazy. And they just announced that they're not doing that anymore. They're officially done with it because the last like two or three have been right shit, or just got right shit on. Like nobody's been nice about it or nice about them. And they just, I mean, I see why that they would stop doing it. But it just made me think about how crazy it is, like the amount of time I've been on YouTube. So I've been in YouTube Rewind 3 times. So the first time I was in one where I was like, it was like a parody of Let It Go. And I got to do little magic hands. And then another one, I was on not a battleship, but some sort of like big Navy ship. And I was in a ball pit. Sounds like I'm high right now or dropping acid or something. The final one I was in was with Jen McAllister and James Corden. And we did carpool karaoke. Jen and I are like the only non-musicians to ever do carpool karaoke at the time, which is like kind of a little bit of a flex. People don't really love James Corden, but it's kind of like a flex. Very weird. Very, very weird thing to be a part of. I don't even know why I'm including this. I just thought it was, I guess the insight is that it is such a production. I have forgotten how much time went into that. Like each bit I was in the video, I was in there for like 3 seconds, and we were there for an entire day filming. Like an entire day. I remember one of them, the one specifically on the ship, the Navy ship, they had to pick me up in an Uber and drive me 2 hours south of LA at 6 a.m. And then when I was there, we were filming for like an hour, but we were in hair and makeup for like 2 or 3 hours to do nothing. Like again, 3 seconds in a video. And then they drove me 2 hours back. I got back thinking, why the fuck did I do that? Why was I a part of this? This is just like so not worth it. So weird. So then the next year when they asked me to be in it and I was in the James Corden one, I said, I'm only doing it if it's somewhere local and I can just show up and be in it, then I gotta go. Like, love you. Thank you for wanting me to be in this, but it is not worth the entire day for like 2 seconds on screen and people are gonna hate it. Yeah, so that's my story. Had to include one negative thing in here. Jeez. Let's move on to our final story that I wanted to talk about today, and that is Kim Kardashian hosted SNL. And, like, everyone, of course, was just up in arms about this. You know, Kim's not known for being an actress, a comedian, so, like, I don't really know why she would be hosting this, but at the end of the day, I suppose it's like they just want a big celebrity to host SNL and they want the numbers attached to it. So I see why they wanted her to do this, but the more interesting part was she going to do well or was she going to flop? Because it is so hard to do anything live. It's honestly hard to do anything produced to be on camera. Like it'll show if you're a bad actor, a bad actress, because, you know, SNL's skits. And then also you have to add the comedic factor in there. And just, it's hard to be funny. It's not easy to be funny. It's either something you have or you don't. So it was going to be interesting to see if she could do it. And I have to say, I thought she did pretty damn well. I've seen some really big actors on that show and they have tanked. They have not been funny. They have been so, like, their opening monologues have been a snore. The sketches themselves just, like, didn't hit.
And low-key, a lot of the sketches, her opening monologue as well, I laughed. Thought it was very funny.
This is exactly what I was afraid of.
I was terrified that I liked it. Couldn't believe it. I began questioning absolutely everything. But yeah, I don't know if we'll get claimed for this, but let's give it a try and watch a little bit of her opening sketch. Because again, I thought she was savage. She came for everyone in her family. Every single person in her family got ripped apart in this opening monologue. Also, she looks like the Pink Panther. What is this outfit? That's the thing. That's the one thing I will come for her for is I don't understand this body tight pink velour suit. It's kind of terrifying.
And it's so great to be here tonight. I know. I'm surprised to see me here too. When they asked...
Self-aware queen.
I was like, you want me to host? Why? I haven't had a movie premiere in a really long time.
See, what it is her timing is good. She gets, like, referencing her sex tape, which again, like, iconic just for referencing it. But, like, the timing is there.
I only had that one movie come out, and no one told me it was even premiering. It must have slipped my mom's mind. I'm excited to be here tonight to show you guys that I'm so much more than just a pretty face.
Yes! Okay, yeah. Audience can calm down.
And great makeup, and amazing boobs, and a perfect butt. Basically...
I'm so kind, I'm so likable, I'm so funny, and I'm so humble. Classic joke.
Just so much more than that reference photo my sister showed their plastic surgeons. But the one thing I'm really proud of is...
Dinner is going to be forks and knives on plates.
Is that no one could ever call me a gold digger. Honestly, I'm not even sure how you become one. So I asked my mom's boyfriend, Corey.
Fucking shit.
She's got a point. She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
I'm gonna give credit where credit is due. That is savage. It really is. Like, I think the one thing I'll give the Kardashians credit for is I'm assuming, you know, Kim ran these jokes by her family ahead of time, saying like, I'm gonna go for it. I'm gonna come for you. Are you fine with that? I'm assuming this wasn't like a surprise to her family, but shit, that's like, it takes guts to do that, even with your family potentially probably being aware of it, because oh my gosh, that is, again, it's very self-aware. I don't know. I just genuinely thought it was pretty dang good. Like, I laughed. I didn't think that she would go there, so I was pleasantly surprised. And also, I don't necessarily consider SNL to be with it most of the time. A lot of the sketches are quite a snore. There are a few really good ones. Like, the last time I remember really laughing, like, really, really hard, besides the weekend updates, I like the weekend updates of SNL, but the last sketches that hit really well were the Harry Styles ones. Those ones were like genuinely funny. So I don't know what it is, if like the celebrity matters that much or what, but yeah, it's a lot of misses. So when someone actually manages to do well, I appreciate it, I guess. Well, that about wraps it up. I know it was kind of a quick one. It was a little bit all over the place. Just kind of weird. Not gonna lie, feeling a little bit off today, but it is what it is. I'm happy that we're sticking to the weekly schedule. I'm trying my best, and yeah, this has been an episode of Everything Else. Let's get into everyone's favorite part of Everything Else, which is Everything Else. So this week, for my song and movie of the week, I want to recommend to you Promises by Cleo Soul. Great song. Really emotional. I feel like it's emotionally preparing me for Adele. I've been playing it, like a lot of songs, when I'm driving at night. And it just, I don't know, I just feel like I'm belting it. I really feel their lyrics. And so it's a really good one. It's very heartfelt. And then, totally shifted note, I finally watched the movie Birdman with Michael Keaton, Emma Stone, and Edward Norton this week. It's like an Oscar-winning film that I've just never watched. And it was so good and so unique. It's about... So Michael Keaton's character is like a famous actor living in New York who has a Broadway show. And he has this strange alter ego that is his famous character that he played in a movie, almost like a Batman character, Birdman. And you can never tell in the movie if he's, or you can't tell for the longest time, like if what is happening to him is really happening to him or if he's just losing his mind. So it follows him as like a once super famous actor trying to become famous yet again and kind of losing his mind along the way. But very fantastic film, very unique, very fantastical. And it really wrote me in. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. And I haven't been able to like pay attention to movies for the past year even. So the fact that this one really had me hooked says a lot. For my comments of the week, for my podcast ratings, make sure to go rate the podcast on Apple. We had a bunch of ratings last week, so thank you so much. My shout out this week goes to Smashily J18, says, "My fave created another fave. Chef's kiss. 10 out of 10 would listen here again. YouTube version is even more aesthetically pleasing. You're welcome." Thank you for the uplifting comment, Smashily. And speaking of uplifting comments, we got one from Naf here saying, "You telling yourself off for your constant dialogue between yourself throughout this episode made me cackle." And you know, just welcome to the little insight that is my brain and my day-to-day life, constantly back and forth. I was on a podcast with two drag queens this week, and we were talking about it, how I'm like constantly in a debate with myself in my head to make sure I'm saying something that is correct. It's like I'm constantly having a devil's advocate here, being like, that wasn't a fully correct statement. You could add this and it would be fully correct. So it's tough to be a Virgo. It's tough to be a type A Virgo. It really, really is. But yeah, that's really all I got for y'all this week. If you did like this podcast and you're watching it on YouTube, leave a comment down below. Click the thumbs up button. Again, every time you guys do that, it helps so much, and I deeply, deeply appreciate it. If you want to come see me on tour, I'm going on tour next week, October 19th through October 25th. LA, New York, Houston, Chicago, Minneapolis, Orlando, and I'm doing a global event. So if you don't live there, come to the global event. Links are down below. Make sure to reserve your tickets. Pre-order my book. My book is out next week. I'm so excited. So excited for y'all to finally read it. Go pre-order it. It'll be at your doorstep in just a week. Make sure to go get vaccinated if you can. Make sure to be nice to people. Get a good night's rest. Drink a chill glass of H2O. Why don't you? Love yourself. Be yourself. And I will see you, or hear you, or be you. Sure. Okay. Super soon. Bye.